Welcome to EAN Cast, your weekly source for education, research, and updates from the European Academy of Neurology.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly EAN podcast. My name is Barbara Tettenborn. I'm the editor-in-chief of eLearning. And on my side for today's podcast is Professor Mathilde Leonardi, who is the chair of the Communication Committee of the European Academy of Neurology. She is a neurologist, a pediatrician, a neonatologist, and a pediatric neurologist specialized in bioethics. So she has a lot of different educational material already in her background. And she is the director of Neurology and Public Health Unit and Coma Research Center at the National Neurological Institute Bester in Milano in Italy. She's also an WHO expert on neurology, neurorehabilitation, disability, and aging. And she received several honors in the past, lately the Italian Excellence of Research in 2019. And today we are talking about the brain health strategy. We had already one talk last week, but there's so much more to communicate it better to doctors as well as the public that we thought there's a need for another session, another podcast on the brain health strategy. So hello, Mathilde.
Thank you, Barbara. It's really a pleasure to be here with you. I think that it's perfect that our education committee is forwarding the message of brain health, because it's something that really starts from education for our public of neurologists and also for our public in general, because brain health is something that concerns everybody, and of which I think the European Academy of Neurology is really taking care since the launch of what globally is called the so-called neurology revolution, I would say. If I can make just a short history, to make the long history short, I would say that it is more than 30 years that the WHO has been trying to bring neurology up into the health agenda of the politics or the public health politics. And despite data and despite information and despite the issue that epidemiologically it is known that neurological disorders are really burdensome and impacting on global health, it was difficult and it is still difficult to bring to the attention of the public and of politicians the importance of the brain, not only the brain with diseases, but the brain as a global instrument to guide the human beings. And in this sense, it was felt by many people and associations and individuals, as well as the international organization, that the brain was deserving, together with this branch that is neurology, the branch that is studying the brain and the diseases of the brain, it was felt that there was the need to bring it higher in the political agenda. This is why for many years, several actions have been made to bring into the public health attention brain and brain health. And to do this, the WHO has been marching together with many people, with one voice possibly, to reaching a global action plan on called Global Action Plan on Epilepsy and Other Neurological Disorders. This was approved and ratified by more than 190 states last year at the World Health Assembly. And why it is relevant that the WHO is bringing to the attention neurology as well as a global action plan? Because this global action plan is allowing global associations as well as national societies and individuals to have a pathway, like 9 years of work from now, from last year to 2030, to achieve more attention for neurological patients, more attention for brain, and more attention towards policies that are responding to the needs of people, of caregivers, as well as of researchers dealing in the area of brain and brain health. So brain health is, in fact, one of the areas where the Global Action Plan is addressing its attention and is calling for global actions. So this is why, where are we now? within a global
field. Yeah, thank you for this summary already where we are now. And I think, or I hope actually, I must admit, I more hope than I think that all neurologists are aware of this fact by now. But I get the impression, even if I go to conferences or in my own department up to last week, I have the impression that not really all neurologists know about it. And even patients and just the public, I mean, we are talking about primary prevention of neurological diseases, so it's the public who should be aware of the brain health strategy. And we should really go out and tell everybody there's no health without brain health. I think that's a major slogan. Claudio Bassetti, I think, gave it. And I think it's a very good slogan, but how do we get it to the public and to the neurologist and maybe also the general practitioner? How do we practically do it? Shall we go to the streets?
I think that we have to start from the principles that neurology as a discipline is usually the discipline that has been used to see what it is missing, why the brain is damaged, and what is the effect of a damaged brain. We were not trained as neurologists, really, to speak about the brain as such and all the beauty of preventing. And prevention, it is something that, in a sense, is not really in the education of neurologists. Equally, all the people give for granted that the brain is there. So they laugh from the deep of their brain, in fact, not from the deep of their heart. And they are able to produce music, to make paintings and everything, giving for granted that the incredible machine that is the brain is just there. The only thing to this machine, to this fantastic machine, when it is damaged. Nobody appreciates the issue that this undamaged organ, that is our brain, is able to do such magic things. And even when it is damaged, despite the damage, is able to convey all the different areas that our brain is able to convey. So it's an issue of education of the professional, and it is also an issue of work together, professional and lay people, as it was done, if you think, for cardiology. If we think what cardiology did for the last 30 years, heart is really important. And all that is related to the health of the heart has been an issue of education of population. It has been an issue of coming towards and together to reach the idea that some issues could become the base for prevention. Smoking, alcohol, comorbidities, all these things are related to the health of the heart. And also to the heart of the brain. In a sense, we missed 30 years ago the opportunity to learn and to teach that whatever is good for any organ of the our body is in fact good for the main organ of our body, that is the brain. So I think we are back compared to other disciplines only in terms of communication, not certainly in terms of knowledge, but certainly in terms of communicating things that are there, that we see, that we know, but what we didn't capture as things related to the brain. Not smoking is healthy for your heart. Do you think that is not healthy also for your brain? Not drinking is healthy for your heart. Don't you think that is also healthy for your brain? And drug abuse, as well as preventing hypertension and preventing diabetes, all these things that are part of the education of doctors, but is not connected to the prevention of brain diseases, it is something we have to work on in terms of making the public aware that any action that is good for your health is in fact because it's good for your brain, that is governing your health.
I personally believe we even have to go into schools. We have to go into schools, into universities. We have to try to bring it into medical student programs that they are much more aware. As you mentioned, everybody is aware of prevention of cardiac disease, prevention of tumors, even prevention of parodontosis is probably better known than prevention of brain diseases. And obviously we did something wrong. You mentioned we lost a couple of years maybe, but we can start at least now to be much better in all our preventive strategies to take care of as I think, being a neurologist, the most important organ of our body, which is the brain. And even love is created in the brain, not in the heart. We also mentioned that before. So what can actually the European Academy of Neurology contribute to increase the awareness of primary prevention of brain disease?
I think that the EAN has been taking very seriously the mandate of the WHO that all countries of the world reach brain health and implement the neurology revolution in their own level. We are the academy with the largest number of societal members. We have more than 47. We have thousands of neurologists that are part of our academy. And if you think globally, I mean, also compared to the World Federation of Neurology, that is putting together all the different groups, the African Academy of Neurology, the Pan-Arab Academy, the Latin America, we in Europe are characterized for having many different countries, many different cultures, and many different languages compared to other academies. And this is something that required, from the beginning, a double effort. An effort to understand where is the situation now at country level, and what could the European Academy offer to the national societies? We have been taking an approach that is bottom up and top down. We have been listening what is happening in Europe. And of course, it is clear that we still have a very unbalanced situation in which equity of access to healthcare is not the same. We have different health systems. Some are private, some are mixed, public and private, some other public. And this mixture of systems is also impacting on how we can communicate brain health as well as neurological care. And we have to balance the consideration of the national realities in which we have strong national societies and weaker national societies. We have countries in which we have strong patients' association and countries in which we have no patients' association because patients do not have still the empowerment skills to come out and say what we need. So we had to balance all these unbalanced realities, and putting them together, we came with two, let's say, lines. One line was the global line of European Academy offering to national societies, to patients' association, tools and elements to be used at national level. They can be translated, they can be used, and in this strategy that we can provide to all the countries, we identified which are the pillars that even at national level you can apply. There will be different levels of implementation. There are countries that are already ready to launch brain health initiatives, and they are already advanced compared to others who can only start with some of the steps suggested in the brain health strategy. For example, making awareness about what is brain health. And brain health does not mean having no neurological diseases. That is the point. So brain health, it is the combination of thinking how important is your brain together with how important is the impact of environmental elements on your brain. So we have two elements on which we can play. Even if you have a neurological disorders, there are many things that can be done to improve your global health, which is determined by your brain health. Because of course, there's, as you said, there's no health without brain health as one meaning. If the brain is affected in all its capacities and functions, of course, not only the patient, but also the family, the caregiver, and even the society is affected. In doing this, so as European Academy of Neurology, we provide tools and means to the national societies of patients as well as of professionals to advertise brain health. We require something. We require that in the next 6-7 years, at least in the national health plan, all the countries, all the 47 countries, have brain health or at least neurological diseases as well as neurological patients in their national health planning. If you're not counted, you don't count. That is rule number one in epidemiology. If you are not listed as priority in the Ministry of Health funding priority, you are ignored. What we want is the ability of our societies to advocate for our patients. What we want is young neurologists being able not only to be on call and doing the stroke therapy, which is now the most fashionable thing for young neurologists. We want young neurologists able to care. And caring is coming from clinic. And clinic comes from the Greek klinein. And klinein means going towards and staying down towards the person. So we want our neurologists to be clinical people, able to speak at political level. That is why we're also wanting to educate them. We're launching a leadership program for having the neurologists of the future able to speak with politicians, but being able to do this klinein, to going towards the patients, being in between. Our neurologists are not able to advocate. They are very good clinicians. They are good precision medicine people, but they are not good politicians. They are not good advocates. They are not good advertiser of the organ that they are treating. This is what we want the European Academy of Neurology. We want a new generation of people. We say that it is fashionable to be fluid. Okay, now this is the new trend. Okay, we want neurology fluid people able to be in between politics and clinics, in between economy, because they have to be aware of how economy is pushing everything. And economy is impacting on brain health, yes. And also ethics, because we want people to understand the concept of equity of access. If you're not counted, you don't count. If you are unable to speak for your patients, you then are not doing a good service to them. If you work with rare diseases, and also if you work alone, that's the other point on which we as European Academy of Neurology want to work. We are called the home of neurology. We want our neurologists to feel that they are not alone. We have some countries in which we have only 15 neurologists in the National Neurological Societies, compared to others, like my country in Italy. We are more than 4,000 in the Italian Neurology Association, like Germany, there are also 1,000. But we have societies with only 15 neurologists, and poor services, difficult to reach the most elementary diagnostic tools. We want these neurologists there to feel that they are not alone. They have a home, that is the European Academy, and we are us, and we are there for them, and we are together. So there's nothing, and we are also the continent which now has a war. We never had a war before. So we have a war. We have Turkey, that is our member, who had a terrible earthquake. We are a home in the sense that there is fragility of being human being as we are. But we can combine science and research and policy and humanity. This is what we're trying to do. So brain health is not just a slogan. It's a way to think health. It's the way to think to people. This is how I feel.
So we need strong, self-confident neurologists who stand up for the health of our brain. I thank you very much, Mathilde. It was a very interesting talk. I hope you all enjoyed it. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
This has been EAN Cast Weekly Neurology. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcatcher for weekly updates from the European Academy of Neurology. You can also listen to this and all of our previous episodes on the EAN campus to gain points and become an EAN expert in any of our 29 neurological specialties. Simply become an EAN individual member to gain access. For more information, visit ean.org/membership. That's ean.org/membership. Thanks for listening. EANcast Weekly Neurology is your unbiased and independent source for educational and research-related neurological content. Although all content is provided by experts in their field, it should not be considered official medical advice.